Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT Radio, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Mark Reinfeld. Mark's the founding chef of the celebrated Blossoming Lotus restaurant and the award-winning author of the 30-Minute Vegan series. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
Veganism is currently on the rise in many Western countries, particularly for those under the age of 34. Berlin is considered the vegan capital of Europe, with around 80,000 vegans. Berlin is at the forefront of a vegan movement happening all over Europe, with Paris and London not far behind. Berlin has 60 vegan restaurants to choose from, and soy ice cream shops, and even vegan pizzerias. Germany is just one of several European countries to see a spike in veganism in recent years. According to the British newspaper The Guardian, there were 150,000 vegans in the UK in 2006. Now there are over 500,000, a 350% increase. Social media, as well as the open-mindedness of young people, is believed to have played a huge role in the expansion of vegan diets. Millennials are more health-conscious and care more about the environment than previous generations, leading many of them towards a plant-based diet. In the U.S., the annual meat consumption per person has been falling for years. Even people that aren't fully vegan or vegetarian are choosing to be meat-free at least several days a week, giving rise to the word flexitarian. Animal agriculture is a leading cause of greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and pollution of our waterways. Young people, especially, are becoming increasingly alarmed at the toll that meat production takes on our planet. Being a flexitarian allows them to be environmentally conscious and healthy while still giving in to a meat craving every now and then. Of course, for many vegans, the main philosophy behind our lifestyle isn't based on environmental reasons or even health for that matter. We truly believe that our diets should not cause animals to suffer.
From One Green Planet, omega oil supplements are some of the most popular today found on the shelves of health food stores. Full of omega-3 and omega-6, these oils are no longer looked at as fats to avoid, as we have realized oils have a pivotal role in health in regulating inflammatory responses and cell membrane function. We now know we need these good oils in our diets to be healthy. While there are plant-based sources, much of the supplementation you will find on the shelves is in the form of fish oil, with 1 million tons being produced every year from fish such as cod, sardine, and more recently, the new favorite of the health industry is krill oil. Over the last 5 years, the annual krill catch has jumped from just more than 100,000 tons to several million tons per year because with the new technologies that can literally vacuum up from the Antarctic Ocean at unprecedented rates. Krill is a tiny crustacean, like a shrimp, and it forms part of the plankton levels in our oceans. It can be hard to get emotionally moved to save such an unlovable species, but its survival is imperative to the survival of the entire ecosystem of the Southern Ocean. As a keystone species at the bottom of the food chain, huge numbers of other Antarctic species, whether they eat krill or not, are directly or indirectly affected by how abundant krill are. The Southern Ocean mammals and seabirds that many more people can connect with and do want to protect, who are directly relying on krill for food, such as whales, seals, albatross, and penguins. If we overfish krill, we put them at risk too. It is a very serious question you need to ask yourself next time you are propping your krill oil supplement. Is it worth risking the seals for? Is it worth risking the penguins and whales for? Even though many health companies do attempt to make sure they obtain the krill from sustainable companies, the existing data on the abundance, reproduction, and population variables are limited, as it is a relatively new industry. And unfortunately, when we look at other fisheries that do have historical data to work with, the consistent trend is still overfishing, to the point of near or total collapse of fishing stocks. These Antarctic animals are already vulnerable to climate change as polar regions are suffering first and the fastest, with temperatures rising 2.5 degrees Celsius in the last 50 years and sea ice cover rapidly dwindling around the Antarctic Peninsula. In 2010, California banned fishing for krill in state waters, and Whole Foods Market withdrew krill products from its shelves, citing a decline in predatory sea animals, whales, penguins, and seals, in its decision. If you too care about marine life in the Southern Ocean, don't buy krill oil products and urge your local health food stores to remove them from the shelves. There are many alternatives to krill oil and other fish oil product, such as oils from algae, buckthorn, and flax seeds that will give you the health benefits without the cost to the environment. To learn more about how you can use your food choices to benefit marine mammals, check out One Green Planet's Eat for the Planet campaign at onegreenplanet.org/eatfortheplanet.
It's not only the krill and fishes that are at peril from human impacts. The Center for Biological Diversity reports that the Texas hornshell is barely hanging on in Texas and New Mexico. In response to the center's landmark settlement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service requiring consideration of protection for 757 species, the Fish and Wildlife Service recently proposed endangered species protections for the Texas hornshell, a species of mussel that lives in the Rio Grande and its tributaries. The last surviving native freshwater mussel in New Mexico, the hornshell, is severely threatened by plans for a new dam, pollution, and destruction of its river habitat. According to the center's Michael Robinson, the plight of the Texas hornshell reflects the unchecked pollution, overuse, and damming of the once mighty Rio Grande. The remarkable survival of this unassuming creature spotlights the critical importance of protecting our last clean flowing rivers and doing right by mussels and people alike. The Texas hornshell, sporting a dark green or brown shell up to 4 inches long, was once found in all rivers and streams throughout the Rio Grande watershed. It's now confined to 6 isolated stretches, including just 2 tributaries of the Pecos River in southeastern New Mexico and an 8.7-mile stretch of the Black River, and a recently reintroduced but not yet established population in the Delaware River. The largest Texas hornshell population in the Rio Grande near Laredo, Texas, is immediately threatened by plans for a new dam. Another Texas population in the Pecos River is declining steeply as a result of increasing salinity caused by excessive diversion of water for irrigation. The Texas hornshell is also in peril due to groundwater pumping and stream diversions for municipalities and agriculture. Global warming that reduces surface water, pollution from oil and gas drilling and sedimentation, and loss of riparian vegetation from grazing by livestock. As you can see, this mussel needs all the help it can get. This is the final year of the 757 species settlement agreement between the Center for Biological Diversity and the Fish and Wildlife Service. To date, 147 species have been granted endangered species protection under the agreement, and another 35, including the hornshell, have been proposed for protection. To learn more about other species that have been protected, go to www.biologicaldiversity.org.
Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Mark Reinfeld. Mark's the award-winning author of the 30-Minute Vegan series, and his latest work is Healing the Vegan Way, Plant-Based Eating for Optimal Health and Wellness. Mark is the founding chef of the celebrated Blossoming Lotus restaurant and holds a master's degree in holistic nutrition. Mark, the winner of Vegan.com's Recipe of the Year award, has more than 20 years' experience preparing creative vegan and raw food cuisine. That's next on ACT Radio.